Hi, everybody. Welcome to Unredacted, the Kurt Schlichter Town Hall VIP broadcast. Or podcast. It's not broad. It's pod. Podcast. I like that. Pod people.
We were children at this.
You're next. Don't you remember the end of the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Not the one where Donald Sutherland goes, but the other one where Kevin McCarthy's going, you're next.
No.
You don't remember that, huh?
No.
No. You chicks.
I don't remember.
You should remember.
Okay, I'm sorry. I am getting old.
We are in Santa Monica.
Yes.
This is where Stephen Miller came from. They don't like him here much.
Yeah.
Not all. Okay, since you've been in California, have you seen so many white people as here in...
In Santa Monica?
In Santa Monica.
No, I haven't seen so many.
It is a very white place, which means... Which is why it can be liberal, because everybody around here hates Trump. Everybody around here is relatively prosperous, except for the homeless.
And there are a lot of homeless.
Yeah, there were a lot of homeless walking around. They don't let them be on 3rd Street anymore. 3rd Street's the promenade. You can walk up and down it. The problem with 3rd Street is, of course, about half the businesses are empty. This used to be where you came to party. I used to come down here a lot when I was going to school back in the early 90s, law school. And you would come to 3rd Street and you would hang out and party and do things. And it was a fun place to be. Not a lot of nightlife. A fair number of normal people. I mean, it is the Christmas season. But, you know, Gavin Newsom. See, this is the thing about Gavin Newsom. If you're like someone in Santa Monica is generally going to be affluent. I mean, we just walked through the farmer's market, right?
Yeah.
We just had a very nice lunch at Hillstone, which makes the best cheeseburger there is.
My crispy chicken sandwich was very good.
It's very good. And it's very high end. And you can live well in California if you are
affluent.
Yeah. And that, there's like affluent people. And then over there, there's a guy in a wheelchair, you know, asking for money.
His hands are all gnarled.
That was screwed up.
He really could use help.
He got a little help from us. But the thing, it's very hard to make people who don't understand California understand that California is miserable for a lot of people. And for other people, like, well, I'm a former lawyer.
Yeah.
You're my beautiful trophy wife.
Yes. Yes, I am.
It's very nice for people like us. It's very, you can live well. It costs you a lot of money. You have to put up with the damn communists. But generally, you're not going to have criminals in your neighborhood because the cops will stop them.
Yeah.
The problems that you hear about California are for normal people, right? People trying to get by. And, you know, California is so big, there are a substantial number of people, you know, who are fairly affluent, who don't feel the pain of the system they've created.
Well, and you're right. You're right. But I think we have to remember there are some middle-class people who had, I don't know what to shun, who have had, who fought homes early, and maybe in the 90s, maybe in the 80s.
Yes, a lot of them in Pacific Palisades, which is just about 2 miles from where
we... So they get to stay in these very affluent areas,
yes.
Even though... I mean, we'll take...
They could never buy their way back yet.
Yeah, they couldn't. There's no way.
And, of course, only one house has been licensed or permitted to start rebuilding out of thousands that were destroyed. This, according to Gavin Newsom, is Trump's fault. But which brings us to another problem, which is the nothing matters problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, California is not going to, you know, people are like, when's California going to hit bottom? For a lot of people in California, not by percentage, not per capita, but in sheer numbers, you know, Californians have it very nicely. They have it very well. This is a nice place to live if you are, you know, doing okay. The problem is not everybody's doing okay.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who aren't. So it's kind of, it is, it used to be Border Grill over there. Yeah, remember that?
That was a great place.
Yeah, I love Border Grill. We saw, God, we used to come here all the time.
Yeah.
We saw, who did we see? What was her name? Julia Louis-Dreyfus and her husband.
And her kids.
And her kids were there. And she's a big communist, too.
Yeah.
But she's
one of the richest people
in the world. One of the richest people. And her dad's like literally a billionaire. And, you know, but you see these people and they live here. And it's a very nice place to be if you're in the right place. And that's what people that are, well, why are Californians angrier? Well, I'm no one. Why should I be angry? I live well. I make enough money so the taxes don't bother me that much. Why should I be angry? And they aren't. And they create this misery for everyone else with their terrible, terrible
their belief
politics. Yeah.
Politics that affects everybody else but them.
I know. They're like, well, we can't, you know, we over incarcerate. No crooks getting into your neighborhood. You know? There are not going to be any crooks in your neighborhood because your cops will stop them. And then you know, support people who sue the LAPD who's supposed to go clean up South Central. You know, when the cops do what they do to keep your area safe in South Central, you're horrified. But you want them doing that for your neighborhood. And it's just gross to me. These people are, it's not even hypocrisy. It's just evil. But enough about Candace Owens. By the way, I did a poll on, enough about California. I did a poll on Candace Owens, right? You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
And I gave four choices. I said, oh, she, you know, she's got, she has, she's a brave truth teller. She's retarded. She's mentally ill or she's evil. And I sat out there. And the people voted.
Yeah.
I think about 45% said evil.
That was the largest percentage?
Yeah, about okay. 25% each said retarded or mentally ill. And 5% said, no, she's a brave truth teller. And this raises the question, what the hell is wrong with these 5%? Okay. It's literally Milhouse. You know, explaining the conspiracy of the parents, you know, who are drinking the Grandpa Simpson sex elixir and disappearing, and Milhouse is like, okay, we're, you know,
sex elixir,
yes,
okay,
and they because the parents are missing, they try to figure it out, and it's like, okay, conspiracy, follow the Trilateral Commission, the Jews. The saucer people, the French, Egyptian airplanes, Erica Kirk.
The Egyptian airplanes is my favorite.
Yeah, we're through the looking glass here, people. Yes, they're the ones who conspired to kill
Charlie.
Not the freaking trans pervert whose DNA is all over his grandpa's gun, which shot him. Oh, well, I'm now a ballistics expert. See, if you shot a guy where they shot Charlie, the bullet would have... Shut up. Okay? I mean, I'm no expert, but I used to read my mom's murder handbooks because she was a district attorney.
Yeah.
And they're gross. Me and my brother would be reading them. We'd be like, oh, my God, that's what dynamite does to somebody? Is that bug in here or out there?
That's a bee.
That's a bee. Okay.
There's a bee.
You know, bullets don't work like you think they work. Okay? It's not. Yeah.
Now it got lodged in the spine.
It got lodged in his spine. It came in and lodged in his spine, which is perfectly normal. Bullets hitting bone, lodge in bone. You know, bullets are not designed to punch through you. Okay. You know, especially hunting rounds. It doesn't make sense for a hunting round to punch through you. Why? Because you want to take the animal down. So you want to dump as much of the potential power as you can into the strike. If the bullet goes through, it hasn't dumped all its power.
Right, and then that way it causes as much internal damage as possible.
Yeah, You want you don't want a thin wound channel where the bullet goes through. It's not armor penetrating. Okay? It is. So if people are out there going, well, Candace is just raising questions. Some people will tell you there's no such thing as a stupid question. They haven't met Candace freaking Owens.
Well, I've listened to her, and they're not questions. They're accusations.
You know,
and then she says, I'm just asking questions. I'm like, okay, then try not to ask questions.
And she's just a freaking lie. I remember when you, because you get amused by listening to weirdos and idiots.
I do.
And I can't really do it. But at one point you go, Kurt, I'm confused about this Macron thing, right? He said Macron, who I'm no fan of, or his borderline pedo wife. But he said his wife's a man. Candace says his wife's a man. And they sued her. But Candace says that nowhere in the lawsuit did she claim to actually be a woman. And you were like, that seems confusing to me, because you are a smart person. Your intuition said, well, that doesn't sound right. And now me as a lawyer, I know that you can't sue someone for defamation unless you avert to what the truth is. So I said, there is going to definitely be something in the pleading where whatever her name is, Macron.
Yeah. Brigitte?
Yeah. You mean Benji, the man, where Brigitte Macron says she's a woman.
Yeah.
And Candace says, she never says she's a woman. That's the proof. There we are. I've got you. I've got you. And it took me 2 seconds. I get the thing, right? I get the pleading.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's going to be right in the beginning. Ah, Brigitte Macron is a French woman, age whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. She has claimed to be a woman. You freaking lying sack of crap. This is the eternal question that we face in our society, and we face it over and over again. Is the person telling you something ridiculous stupid? Or does the person telling you something ridiculous think you are stupid? I don't know. Remember Kira Davis? You know Kira.
Yeah.
Kira's a friend of ours. Been over to the house. Nice lady. Black conservative. She was not having any of Candace Owens from the beginning.
Yeah, I remember.
And I was like, I had met Candace once. I found her a little shifty. She was one of those people who like talks to you and she's like looking over your shoulder if there's someone more interesting.
Yeah.
It was CPAC, so no, there wasn't. Kira was like, grifter.
Yeah.
I mean, from the beginning.
From the beginning.
It's like, no one should have anything to do with her.
No, I remember.
And we were like, well, you know, she's speaking out for a lot of people. She's like, no. Stop that. Stop it. Because that's crazy talk.
Yep.
You are not, no. She is a grifter. Well, as in many things, Kira has once again been proven absolutely right.
Yes, she has.
I mean, it is... And it's so loathsome to be attacking Erica. Yes, the Democrats are doing it because they are, and I'm going to talk about them in a minute, they are in a race powered by social media to be the worst possible version of what they can be. But there's no excuse for anyone else to do that. The problem in our society is now, you don't have to be Johnny Carson to succeed. You don't have to talk to 1 in 3 Americans every night. You can talk to 1 in 20. Remember the 5%?
Yeah.
And if you talk to 1 in 20, you're talking to 15 million. Or potentially 15 million. And you can do very well off talking to 15 million. Remember, at any one time, there's only like 500,000 people watching CNN. That's on a good day. Yeah. Right? So... you have the capacity to be utterly retarded, mentally ill, and evil, and still be successful. And that's what she's doing. She is carving and stuff. And, you know, the people, I'm standing behind her. Tucker, well, I think Tucker has had a mental breakdown. That's the only thing I can, because he is not a stupid person. He's actually a very intelligent person and very insightful. They're all, don't go, Kurt thinks Tucker's intelligent. It means he agrees with everything. No, there are plenty of intelligent people who come to completely wrong conclusions. Look at Harvard.
Yeah.
You know? although I'm not sure how many intelligent people get into Harvard anymore, thanks to DEI, but we'll just put that over there. There are people who are like, well, you know, Candace is my pal, I'm going to stick up for her. I get that. I don't go out of the way to screw with my friends. But you also don't have to jump on the hand grenade and go, well, you know, I think she's saying important and smart things. She's not. You can just say, hey, you know, I'm standing by my friend. Okay? All right, if that's what you got to do, that's what you do. But you don't have to disgust us by rolling around in the mud puddle she's chosen to dwell.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a fucking disgrace. It's embarrassing. She ought to be ashamed of herself.
Well, and you know what? It's so much time that she's devoting, well, that she was devoting to the Macron issue, right? The Brigitte Macron thing. And then to the Charlie thing. And I just wonder, she's got four kids? Four little kids?
No.
And a husband. And I'm like, what? She's devoting so much time.
I'm not even going to talk about the rumors with the husband. So we're going to put that aside.
It's like, who is taking care of those kids?
She
has these beautiful children with this. He seems like a great guy. She needs to have her life. She needs to be living that life.
Well.
I'm not saying she can't work outside of the family, but damn. Seems like there's a too much.
Well, she's also going to be fucking impoverished. And she's going, and this lawsuit, and look.
Do you think she's just going extra crazy just to say?
I don't know what her deal is.
I just wonder if
the thing is, they have sued her over this for defamation in Delaware.
Yes.
All right. Now.
Oh, yeah. And she had talked about, we're going to have this move to Tennessee or wherever it is she lives now.
Remember you told me that and I burst into laughter?
Yep.
Okay. What kind of law, among others, did I practice? That would be defamation law.
Yes.
I famously defended successfully, with some other people helping, Ben Shapiro, who she's totally betrayed, in his lawsuit from Clock Boy.
Right.
And I've done some other stuff that I can and can't talk about for various reasons. But I've won multi-million dollar, you know, verdicts.
Yeah.
Both defense and plaintiff side, where I actually got money as opposed to beat claims. So I know a little about defamation.
Right.
The clinical legal term for what Candace is fucked. Okay? First of all Brigitte Macron needs to do, here's how I would defend, how I would pursue the suit. And she went and hired very good lawyers. Very good lawyers with a good track record. Probably very liberal, but they know how to do their thing.
Right.
She hired these lawyers, and she's got Delaware venue because her company is in Delaware.
Right.
Right? Not Brigitte, Candace's.
Candace.
Well, I'm going to move it to Tennessee. A, I don't think that would help you. B, you're not going to move it because venue's proper in Delaware. You freaking idiot. Remember, I literally started laughing when you said, well, I'm just going to get transferred to Delaware. You're not getting it transferred anywhere. It's going to stay in the federal court in Delaware. I assume she filed in the federal court. I mean, obviously, it could be removed to the federal court. I would want it in the federal court for a number of reasons, rather than the Delaware state court. But either one, it's a very liberal state. Delaware's a very liberal state. It was Joe Biden owned Delaware. So you are in a terrible venue, one that wants to screw her. And no, I don't think that's right or just. I think she should have a fair venue. Bullshit. That is, when you're a lawyer, the first things you ask are, what's the venue? Who's the judge? Okay? And you can tell things from that. And so she is completely screwed there. Is she screwed on the law? I can think of some ways to defend Candace, but defamation is basically, have you offered a statement of fact that's derogatory? And I think that, although homosexuality is not derogatory, somebody could come up and call me, Kurt, you're a homosexual. And I could be greatly insulted by that. And I would go to court and sue and they would make a motion to dismiss. I'm assuming it's federal court, not state court, or California state court, federal court. And I would say, well, it's not derogatory. Being called a homosexual is not derogatory in 2025. And there is case law to that effect. So you can no longer sue somebody for being gay. At least in California.
Not for being gay, but being called gay. You mean.
Being called gay. Well, it has to be, well, if you were gay, would that be derogatory? And as a matter of law right now, I think it's pretty well established that it is not.
Well, I would be like, so?
Yeah, well, that's no, why.
So?
That's why.
Yeah.
I think being called a secret female or secret male, I think that's still derogatory. I would certainly make the argument.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of harassment around it.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the derogatory element. Okay. That goes to damages. I might be able to, well, I don't know. The harassment might tend to show that it's still derogatory.
It's just kind
in
of
some way. Well, it's just
it's overwhelming. She's obsessed.
I know. But has she been damaged by it? I think that you can recover for being publicly repeatedly called a hidden tranny even today. But, you know, I mean, there are definitely some arguments that Candace could make, but I don't know who she's hired as her lawyer.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's got insurance coverage. The insurance company would go, no, you're not hiring, you know, your lunatic friend lawyer. You're hiring an actual real good lawyer. I don't know who her lawyer is. If it's somebody she hired, I would expect it to be an idiot. If it's somebody the insurance company hired, I would expect it to be somebody competent. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know who her lawyer is, and she may have hired a very good lawyer. I think she has some ways to defend. I think she's still going to get destroyed. And I think she, especially, you know, you put her up, you put Macron up to explain what's happened to her over this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would top it off by, you know, the proof is going to be, well, I did a DNA test and I'm a chick.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be a proof. I would get her up there and go, how do you feel having to do a DNA test to prove who you are? And every juror's going to lean forward and she's going to go, it was the most humiliating thing of my entire life. It would be like me having guests without cheese in the house. It goes to the essence of me as a French woman. She said I had lepiness. I did not have lepiness. I was penis-less.
Okay, stop. No, really.
I have Le Vigana.
I'm not kidding. I am not kidding.
You don't like my French?
No.
In any case, that on a serious note, that would be killer testimony at the trial. My entire case would lead up to, how did you feel having to go through getting that thing? I was so greatly humiliated. And the jury, I'm hard-hearted, right? I can never get on a jury because I was mostly a civil defense lawyer, though I brought cases sometimes. And I have a legal parent. I'm never getting on a jury again, right? But even I would be like, yeah, that's some made-up stuff. That's some made-up stuff, and that's worse than dumb. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Okay, 25 years ago, I won $3,049,912. In the defamation suit. That was 20, gosh, more than that. It's 27 years ago. Wow. Okay. I think the prices have gone up. She's l'escrued, as they say in French. That is French, right? L'escrued.
Well, it is now.
L'escrued.
Let the French sue us. If it's not. Okay.
Anyway. So I know we got off on that tangent. I want to talk briefly about something that's happened with Democrats that I find very worrisome. And I find it worrisome not because they're immoral and terrible, but because if you cannot accept basic facts, you cannot have a free society because you cannot have an argument.
Right.
right? So remember the Christie gnomes up in front of Congress, and some guy says, have you ever deported a veteran? And Christie gnome says, no. Now, I would have said, I don't believe so. But she says no. He goes, aha! Well, then could you tell this veteran that you deported on Zoom what's for? And all the Democrats were talking about that. Okay, two things. Number one, he self-deported. He did not deport him. He was not deported. He left after the INS said, you need to go.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? Because he had a drug conviction. Okay, so this wasn't a veteran. This was a veteran who was also a criminal and a non-citizen who deported himself. A complete lie, right? All the media picks this up.
Yeah.
Only CBS comes back, now under Barry Weiss, and actually says, well, he wasn't actually deported, he deported himself. And you may go, well, that's a distinction without a difference. That's fine. You go ahead and argue that. You know, go ahead and argue, well, he deported himself only after they threatened him. Fair enough. That's what happened. But isn't that an important fact that we ought to tell people?
Yeah.
No. 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 We will not tell them key facts, and we will lie about other facts. I think it's important. Well, I don't think he should have been deported because he was a drug addict or a convicted drug criminal. Well, okay, maybe you don't think so. Go ahead and say, well, you know, he was in the war, he got wounded, he already had a drug conviction, but I don't think he should have been deported. Fine, go ahead and say that. But you need to tell everybody all the facts, or you're lying to. When you exclude important facts, and that you see that every day with all these things, this American citizen was attacked by ICE. You know, and it turns out, oh, well, I was also standing in front of the car throwing rocks at him. Okay. If you think he shouldn't be arrested, that's fine. Go ahead and say that. But give all the key. And it happens every single time. Remember Marilyn Man?
Yeah.
Nothing about, oh, he also beat the shit out of his wife. By the way, I don't see the Marilyn Man's short-term reprieve by this garbage judge lasting very long. Because it's bull. But in any case, we keep seeing these situations where you have things that simply are true. The Republicans have destroyed health care. Well, it's Obamacare. You voted for it. No Republican voted for it. Well, you wouldn't give us more money. Well, it's supposed to be the Affordable Care Act. You're right. So you're saying we didn't save the system you put in that didn't work. It needs us to give extra money because it didn't work, right? There is a great tweet out there that says, along these lines, so much of dealing with leftism is them pretending not to understand basic or obviously true things, comma, therefore making discussion impossible.
Right.
If you make discussion impossible, right, how do you propose that we make decisions? We can either argue about them, which requires A, facts, and B, drawing conclusions from facts, not just, well, I'm not really arguing with you. I just don't want illegal aliens to go. So I'm going to say whatever I need for illegal aliens to stay, mostly because I'm hoping illegal aliens will eventually vote and give me majorities so that you're permanently enslaved like Europeans.
Well, and it gives them more representation.
Yes.
In these blue states.
Yes. If you don't...
Which is why Biden had them flown in the middle of the night to all these different states, but had no idea.
Okay, you're
sorry, I'm
trying to make a point. If you don't... I'm taking a while because you're talking about something we finished talking about. If you can't have a discussion and can't have an argument to come to a decision about things, the only way to decide things is on the basis of power. That is, screw you, we're doing it my way. That is kind of what they're saying. Screw you, we're just going to do it our way. Well, there is this problem with people who think, I like the status quo for the benefits it gives me, but I'm going to ignore all the limitations and yet still expect there to be a status quo. I expect that. You know, I want everything to remain the same, except the things that might give you a benefit of the situation. I want all the benefits, you get none of them. Nobody's going to agree to that deal. Eventually, look, I wrote a book about a civil war. Panama Red, the new Kelly Turnbull book, which you should get out, takes place after the country splits apart. I've always been pretty optimistic about where the country's going. I don't know about that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know how we get out of a situation where the other side has figured out, you know, I can just not argue and lie and ignore the other side and misuse the law. And the other side just could eventually go, well, I guess they've beaten me by being giant jerks. We give up. I think we're going to have, I think it's going to be a problem. And I hope it doesn't come to pass, but in American Apocalypse, my other book, you have a very authoritarian government after the Civil War happens, where the people like us win, and they basically say, we're not going through this crap again. All that, remember all that, like, free speech and shit you guys had and exploited? You know, we're not doing that anymore. And it's not, you know, pleasant. It's not a happy time. So I'm concerned that this can't go on. And I think part of it is we've imported so many people from the third world who don't have a background of solving problems other than by their tribe of semi-literate savages beating the crap out of weaker tribes of semi-literate savages.
Yep.
And I think they, you know, they're bringing their garbage cultures to America and trying to turn America into a garbage culture. And we're going to have, you know, eventually it didn't go work out. Now we're still in LA. We're driving back, to the house from Santa Monica. And this is all very nice and very calm and very peaceful. And it also depends on essentially the consent of society. Everybody's got to work together.
It's a high trust.
High trust society. Yes. When that goes away, all this crap goes away. And you have something very different. So I'm not, I'm a little concerned. I am more than a little concerned. And I'm also concerned that you have not yet bought Kelly Turnbull's new book.
Wait, what? No.
Panama Red. Yeah. There are people out there.
You guys have
deviants, perverts, commies, losers.
Oh, well, okay.
Now our listeners are all going to, my audience is all going to run out and get Panama Red, the new Kelly Turnbull adventure. Number 9.
I was a little concerned.
I don't even think you have to read the other 9 to understand it. You can just jump right in. You can jump right in. So you'll want to read the others.
I think so.
Because they're potent. They're sexually powerful.
This was very good.
It is very good.
I think they're all really good.
They are good.
I think they get better and better.
I think my writing skills storytelling skills have improved. I think it's a really good book.
Great characters.
Panama Red. You should go get it. You should read me every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Town Hall. You should follow me at Twitter. By the way, there's other books too. Lost Angeles, which you and I wrote.
Yes.
The Attack. The Attack, which.
Not as fun.
Not fun in the same way, but about a giant terrorist attack. And there is terrorist buzz out there right now. Because we've let so many of these semi-humans in, you know, it could happen. If you can carry, carry. And American Apocalypse, which I think is, I think you ought to go get that book.
It's a very good book.
It's a good book. So thank you for being VIP members. Thank you for being
so great.
Part of the magic here on Unredacted, the Town Hall VIP podcast by me. Special guest, Irina Moises. And thank you for being VIP members again. You guys are the best. Adios. Bye.